Hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey.
Let's go.
All right, so let's start from the beginning one more time.
All right.
It's your boy, Big Sean, doing Bigger Better Things here on your Real Talk Radio Network.
And this is your sister, Light Bright, checking in. And as you guys can see, we have a special guest with us. Yours truly, Modern Medusa. Clap it up for her. Welcome to the show. We are happy that you're here with us. She's a poet, an author, great author. And yeah, we're finna chop it up with her and see what she got going on. St. Pete's on. St. Petersburg on.
727.
727.
Gotta represent.
Yes.
Home team. But as I'm saying, one of the things that we wanted to do was, in addition to having you on specifically, but just, expand it into spoken word, because spoken word is as much of, the hip-hop culture or the culture period as any other part of the culture. You got great dancing b-boy, you got spoken word, you got rappers, you got all kind of artists that do all kinds of different things. You got people who do, paint pictures to music,
I'm really honored to be, joined by you guys. It's special for sure.
Awesome. So we have a few questions for you. What we're gonna have on the show today, we got a few questions for her, and she gonna do something special for us, y'all. Yeah. She's gonna do a couple of pieces of her work. Let's get started. You ready, Big Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Okay, there we go.
Hey, yo. Let's run it.
All right. So the first question was, I brought up the question, how did Modern Medusa come about? And she said she, go ahead, you said about, I want you to repeat yourself.
No problem.
Okay.
So the name Modern Medusa came about after I had performed in Tampa for the first time of me returning back home to live. And a poet by the name of Poetic Kiss, she just pulled me aside and she's like, yo, you remind me of Medusa. Like, everyone was turned to stone when you were, doing your piece. And wow. I was like, I like that. It's kind of scary, but I don't know. So what I actually did was I did some research on Medusa and her story and the difference between, the Greek mythologist and the African mythologist. And her story just aligned with me and my past and situation so much that I continue to keep the name, but I'm Modern Medusa.
Wow, not the antique.
Yes.
You're modern. All right.
Modern
Medusa.
That's
dope.
That is pretty dope.
So Modern Medusa, here she is. That's how she came about. So what's on your end?
So I'm curious as to, what aspects of Medusa did you kind of identify with? Like,
Oh, so what? So what? Okay. And go, can, if it's possible, yeah.
Yes.
Go.
So I'll definitely separate the different sides, because there is a Greek mythologist version of Medusa, and as well as an African, you know, mythology of Medusa. And so with the Greek version, it was Medusa was a woman that was born from two, I wouldn't say monsters, but they weren't mortal, basically. And she was the only human that was born. Now, she was very beautiful, very liked upon within the men in her community, but she was sacred. She was a virgin. She was actually like a follower of Athena. Wow. And I resonated with that because growing up, you know, I don't want to toot my horn, but, you know, guys, you know, looked or always kind of saw the outside of me and not the inside of me, as well as with Medusa. Wow. Now, there was a situation where Medusa was in Athena's tomb and she was praying to her. And in that instance, she was sexually assaulted. She was raped by the god of water, Poseidon. And when she was raped in Athena's tomb, she took that as the ultimate disrespect, the ultimate not okay. You know, you're in a temple and this happened. Wow. So instead of punishing Poseidon, she punished Medusa, and that's where the snakes and serpents came from, and her ugliness and stuff like that. That came from Athena. Now, at that time of me transitioning from Tallahassee to Tampa, I was dealing with my own sexual assault case and trial. I had been raped. Wow. And at the end of that trial, there was no justice. He actually walked away the same time I did. So that really stuck with me, with the injustice that Medusa had, as well as myself. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, years after, you know, doing more research into Medusa and who she was on the African side, I realized that her hair was not snakes, or she did not have snakes on her head. They were dreads. And wow. She carried a little pocketbook of snakes that would tell her routes to travel, because she was a warrior. And they would tell her routes to travel and ways to go. And on her shield, it was a big snake. It was a big red snake. And the men warriors would be afraid of it. So that's where that Greek mythology kind of comes in there. You know, the men were afraid of the snakes and stuff like that. But I took that Medusa on as myself, as well as being a warrior and being strong and still being able to fight. So
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And thanks for even opening up and talking about, you know, and to get in depth. You didn't, you know, we, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's dope.
So that's where
that name is deep.
It is.
It's not just, you know, it's a story behind it. That's a good one.
Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, the fact that you took it on as your own,
right?
And made it apply to your own life. You saw yourself in that. I mean, yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah.
And I definitely have a lot of respect for it now. Even all the more.
Yeah, definitely.
Before, I mean, I thought it was a passing name, but now that I know the depth of it, it's really thoughtful. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely.
People loving it. Oh, wow. They're saying, oh, wow. Connie Curry loving it. And hello, Rachel. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey.
And
Indira, I did see you. I saw that it was you. Come on, Domo. I appreciate that.
Yes,
did you enjoy writing coming up? Like, were you
truthfully enough, it did start in elementary school. I remember the first being that changed my life forever, and still to this day, I was in second grade in Mrs. Castleman's class, and we had like writing time that we would, you know, get to break away and like, you know, write stuff. Mm-hmm. So at the time, it was a song out by Kaya, My Neck, My Back, Lord. Oh, goodness. I reinvented the song, and I was like my bag, my pack, or something. I can't remember it. But I started like singing it in class, and all of my classmates in second grade started singing it. Wow. And the teacher got upset. She was like, no, don't say that, because she knew the real song.
Yeah.
But at that moment, I knew the power that I had in me to make like other people
wow.
reflect. So that changed my life forever, and I was like, I want to write.
Wow. And that was second grade?
Yep, second grade.
Wow. To be able to remember that far back, I don't even remember, like, yes, that far girl. Back. Second grade, like, mm-hmm. middle school, yeah, but,
yeah.
Elementary?
Wait,
what?
I said, I got a much further to remember than y'all. You know what I'm
saying?
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm saying a memory.
Yeah.
What she said, great, good question. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, good question, Big Sean.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. So, one more. The process that you use, like, what kind of is there a process that you go through to write your poetry? And if so, what is it? Like, if you don't mind sharing, I know people have, like, their,
what was that?
I
ain't gonna do it.
Their own process, you know, that they go through before they start writing. So, what kind of is your process? What kind of things do you do to get ready to write?
That's good.
That is a good question. So, generally, I am in a quiet space. If not, I'm have like a jazz instrumental going on or a hip hop instrumental, and literally I close my eyes and I pretend like I'm a movie director or something like that.
Whoa.
And I vision it before I write it. So I turn those visual things into words.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a different, I mean, it has your speech, it's like, it goes so deep.
Yeah.
It goes so deep, like, you're not just, man, coming from a writer, I'm a writer as well, you know what I mean? And it's amazing, like, to even think that, to picture it, like, what? Like, I don't know, it ain't about me, but I'm just saying, like, as a regular writer, I would think it goes off of a wordplay or something you mm-hmm. see, but you actually envision something mm-hmm. or you silent everything around you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's gold. That's
I kind of like
yeah.
I kind of like flip.
Like, I was wondering if you listen to music.
Oh,
I
okay.
do.
I would think if you do listen to music, I mean, I don't know, but wouldn't it kind of feel like you're writing to the beat and as such, or you don't go, because you're a poet, but of course it's music as well, but for the rhyme to the beat, like, does it?
No, it honestly depends on what I'm listening to. Like, for an example, I have a poem about like country loving and stuff like that, and I was listening to a country song.
Okay.
And I didn't go to the beat or anything like that. I just thought about how that sound made me feel inside.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Man, you listen. So when you listen to music, it's another. Mm-hmm. You're not just the beat, and it's more. Outside of
yes.
it, like, how do I feel about country music, or what, how do I see if you're mm-hmm. listening, for example, country music? So that's dope.
Yeah,
that's wow.
I had the pleasure to listen to some of your work live, and so even in that, I mean, even though it doesn't take on the same rhythm as the music per se, it does take on its own rhythm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're rhythmical as you form. I mean, you have a style about you that kind of
Right. Yeah. Your own.
You take it and you shape it and you make it your own.
Right.
So, yeah, I found that to be dope. How did you go? I'm gonna ask one more question. I said I'm
waiting. Oh no! Go ahead.
But how did you like come to writing poetry? Because most writers like write everything at first, and then they kind of figure out what they want to do or where they want to go or how they want to be. Like, what led you to like poetry? Was it specific poetry that or something that grabbed you, or an event that grabbed you, or did it just kind of evolve into that?
I would honestly say it evolved into poetry. I used to write music. I used to write songs. I used to rap when I was in high school. So it kind of matured, I would say, into poetry.
Okay.
Because I just had a love for not even so music, but lyrics. I'm a sucker for lyrics. So I knew that, okay, I may not be like the best singer or the best rapper, but I have something to say, and I know that there's a way I can say it, and that's where poetry came about.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's right. Nice. Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up. I'm gonna throw it back to you.
Okay, yeah. Oh, can you let us know what Cosmic Courage said?
Cosmic Courage says, oh, it's okay. Oh, okay, she gets into the zone.
Oh!
That's right.
Okay.
Indira said, she put hand claps and she put, I like that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
We're talking about your, how you came into it and your name and all of that stuff. She said, I like that.
Oh, okay. Cool. Right. Cool.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's what's up. And my boy, I mean, shout out to Country Cool, who said, nothing gets old but clothes, my brother. And that's what
That's right. Okay. All right. So let's see. Where we are. We did that one, like processing your poetry. So do you write? Well, of course. This one I know a little bit. Do you write in other mediums, blogs, short story novels? And she is an author as well. We can get into that. She has 3 out right now. Is that correct?
That's right.
And she's having number 4 coming soon. So go ahead and tell us what the 3 that you have out already.
So I do have 3 published books. The first book is titled Underneath It All, which is a poetry collection. The second book is titled Heartbreak on Seminole Boulevard, which is a short story and poetry collaboration. And then book 3 is entitled You Are Enough, which is a self-help workbook.
And I got the pleasure to be able to get the Underneath It All and the self-help book, yeah. You Are Enough. And when I got it, I love it. Love the Underneath It All. So what I've read so far, it's really just, it's an eye-opener of just you, who you are. It's like an introduction. That's how I felt it. It's like, this is me. Here I am, letting it all out. And it's beautiful. It's really, really, really good. And the You Are Enough, that one, the self-help book, different. I want to explain it, if that's all right.
Yeah,
to go
absolutely.
Out there. But I love, because I looked through the whole thing, there's parts where pretty much you just write about how you're feeling, what's on your mind. She has mirrors like on the pages. It's like a mirror, like a picture of a mirror, and it's like, I am enough, I'm beautiful. And it's different pages, but it's a mirror. And it's like, I'm beautiful, I'm enough, I'm strong, and just affirmations.
Yeah.
Affirmations of who you are, and for you to remember and for you to say it to yourself each and every day. That's how I felt, taking like every day just to remind yourself and to say, I'm like who you are. Like, you're strong, you're above, you're beautiful, smart, all that. So I love that. And then there's a section where you could talk about like what's on your mind, and you actually help start it off with what's your thought on this, write about this.
Yeah.
And I love that. I'm like, I was asking her, because I'm a fellow, I write as well, and I was like, you know, Madame Medusa, I'm like, how do I get started? Like, how do I think of what to write about? And she was just like, all right, I got you. And I didn't even know. And I was, you know, I didn't even know. And she gifted me with those 2 projects of hers that she has. And it was really heartfelt. Yeah, I really appreciate that as well.
Oh, anytime.
Yes, yes. So the books are dope. The ones that I have, the You Are Enough. But that Underneath It All, that's a good one. It's like, it's really touching, like deep in different sections of her life. Yeah, it's good poetry book.
Thank you, my
yes,
love.
Yes. So it's really, really good.
That's awesome. Did you get published?
What was your publishing?
Yeah. Publishing deal or like that.
So I am self-published on all of my works.
Wow.
Self-edited and everything like that. So yeah.
That's dope. That is dope. And I don't know if you want to let everybody know or not. I think it's important to know she's young, y'all, and she's making moves. I don't think she want to disclose her age, but she's young, making moves, and it's like really inspirational to know that, you know, and also coming from this Tampa Bay area, that you can do it. Like, you can do whatever you set your mind to. And she's self-made, you guys. Like, this is awesome. Like, that's really, really good. It's really good. Really, really good.
Thank you.
Listen, yeah. That's inspirational. And not just to people your age, but to people like myself and Derek, who's on here. That was a shot. But anyway, just to people like myself, you know, to actually drive more to see young people who are actually doing what it is that they desire to do, and to live their dreams, and to, you know, to it kind of motivates us to keep moving
in
that
definitely.
Same direction. So, man, I appreciate you definitely in terms of, especially in terms of your self-publishing, because that's a big deal. Like, when you do all of that work, that's a lot of work.
Yes,
and
it is.
Editing and making sure that, you know, you're dotting every I, crossing every T, you're doing everything that you need to do. It's important, man, to have like a vision and to keep working towards that vision. And for you to do that means that you know, it was worth it to you.
Yeah, right.
To make it happen.
Yeah.
And not only that, you get to keep all your money. You
know, right? Okay. That's so dope.
But you're doing it, you know, the way that you can. Now, do you do distribution too? Or do you distribute yourself? Or how do you go about that? How can people get like, okay, I'm Joe Blow off the street. How can I get your stuff?
So you can get my stuff through Amazon, through Kindle, through Barnes & Noble, through Walmart, and it's actually other, about 6 to 7 other platforms that my book is found on. If you Google Modern Medusa Poetry, everything about me and my whole life is going to pop up. All of my books, all of the different websites, that some that I'm not even aware of, that, you know, have my books on them, and they just send me the check. So I would definitely just Google, you know, Modern Medusa Poetry, and you can find the different platforms that they're on, but the most popular ones is going to be Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.
Wow. That's
awesome. Back to you.
All right. So, with that being said, the books and everything, my question, how did you know you wanted to be an author? Like, how did you know you wanted to put your work, I mean, you already have it out there as far as performing and stuff like that, but how did you know, I gotta get this on paper, like, give it out, you know what I mean? How did you know that? What was that spark that was like, let me do it, and then to do it on your own. Mm-hmm. What was the spark?
So I think the spark was my 8th grade year of school through my 11th grade year of school. Mm-hmm. I wrote my first book that is not out. It's called Judged, and it's a novel. And I had like 5 friends that would read my like paper book. Like, and pass it to each other's, and aunties, and my mom would have me read it to her and my aunts. Wow. And I never did anything with it. Mm-hmm. And thinking back on that, you know, when I became serious about my poetry, I'm like, I really want to start something and finish it, because I was always the type of person to start something and not finish it. And I owe it to myself. We owe it to ourselves as, you know, people to finish some things that you said we want to start. So it started with me wanting to complete one book, and then, you know, that wasn't enough. I'm like, I want another book and another book. So it kind of stemmed from there.
And girl, you're getting them out. Like, you're not playing games. It's like, I'm like, I follow you on your social media, and I'm just like, next thing you know, oh no, I got this. I'm just like, wow, she's not playing no games. She's not letting up off that pedal. She's on gas and she on go, and you gonna get this work. That's what I love. You gonna get this work. You gonna get this work whether you like it or not. Like, it's coming. For real.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
For real, for real. So, okay, that's what's up. That's so 8th grade novel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you be like, I gotta finish. I gotta get it out.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what are some creative influences that people-wise, that influence you?
So, creative influences. I've had so many in my life. I like to learn from anyone I meet. So I can really say I've been influenced by everyone that I come in contact with, you know, creatively.
Wow.
But in a bigger spectrum, or I would say people that are famous or, you know, known for their crafts, mm-hmm. definitely Jill Scott.
Like, yeah, I like, yeah, we just said, put me on to Jill Scott. Yeah, she loves Jill Scott.
Kendrick Lamar, way as back as to Donny Hathaway, Luther, just different artists that touch your soul in a different, you know, type of way. Janae Aiko.
Oh yeah. I knew you like her, but Janae Aiko, like,
mm-hmm.
And she just dropped a project. We're not talking about her book. Right. I'm just saying. The little plug for the girl.
Yes,
like, yeah.
Definitely. Maya Angelou. You know?
Yeah, she just dropped a project. Big Sean, yeah.
Yes.
Just dropped a project.
That's Madonna.
Yeah.
So, you know, Maya Angelou, Shakespeare. Oh, yeah. And I really lean back on them, you know, when it's time for me to get influences on the different writing cultures and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that, especially Shakespeare. Like, he's the second most quoted person other than the Bible.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. And so
to be or not to be.
Yeah.
Classical poetry. You go back as far as.
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
I really like the different structures of poetry. You know, I love spoken word and things like that. But there's, you know, 30 to 40 different genres of poetry. And if I can, I want to explore into each one.
Wow. What Cosmic say?
Oh, she said, yes, Maya.
Yes, yes. But yeah, that is dope. That is really, really dope. All of those artists, yeah, they're really nice. I definitely need to tune in.
I mean, I think it's pretty awesome that you're going back into, because I think that's kind of like that really shows your craftsmanship, like, that you go as far back as, like, some of those major artists as Maya, and then as far back as Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And then some of the, you know, and I do teach literature, so I really like the fact that you know, you do research and you do appreciate, like, some of those older classical, you know, artists,
mm-hmm.
Who kind of, you know, inspire a lot of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, but you still bring your own flair to the craft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't hinge on them. You can tell that you really appreciate the art.
I do.
Yeah. Through what you do.
Yeah.
But you know, just to hear that, I mean, that's good. I think that anybody who's serious about, you know, writing and serious about poetry in general should, like, invest in learning about those who came before them.
Yeah.
So they know how to shape their own style, like,
mm-hmm.
what to do next and all of that, man. I'm kind of glad. You know, just on a personal note, I'm glad that y'all are connected, because I really feel like that you could be a motivation for her, for Light Bright, in terms of her own writing.
vice
versa. Her whole writing style, like, as she progresses, man, and grows, I truly believe that that connection is divine. You know what I mean? So
thank you. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm just a sponge. I'm telling, like, I just told her before we went live, I'm like, I see you, like, as a mentor, like, just to mold into, and she's like, no, it's you. Like, I'm just like, what? You know? Like, you know, so it's cool. It's, we feed off vice versa. So it's pretty dope. It's definitely dope. But, you want me to pass it to you or let, want me to? Yeah, let me pass it to you. Yeah, let's pass it to you. Do your thing. Go do your thing. Hey, y'all, everybody. Sister Life right here, y'all. She on her live. Hey.
What's up, live family? I know y'all can't see.
I don't know if y'all can hear Big Sean on the other end.
But if you could have a conversation, I like this question. And yeah. Just kind of just like general questions, like about you trying to get to know you a little more. If you could have a conversation with anybody, past, present, future, who would it be and why?
That's a great one. I like that one.
I would speak with my great great grandmother if I could. I would ask her how she maintained her strength as a woman, as a black woman. I would ask her how to survive. I would, you know, just get that healing and that warmth and that essence from an ancestor that I never have gotten, you know, because I've never met any lineage that far back. So I would just, you know, ask for some survival tips and some womanhood tips, and, you know, that's what I would do.
Wow. If you had one thing that you think she would tell you, what would it be?
Keep pushing. Keep going. Because your great granddaughter is going to come to you and you're going to pave the way for her.
Wow.
I like that. Legacy.
Legacy. Yeah, go ahead.
We've been talking about this forever, man. Legacy is so important, man. And, you know, I hear that in that conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, legacy, that's exactly what it is. Like, somebody's coming back for you. Mm-hmm. To have that same conversation. And so,
I want to chime in. I would say also too, and Big Sean has told me before, let it all out while you're here. Leave empty. Big Sean has told me this.
I love that. Leave empty.
Leave empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just kind of feel like if you have something in response. That you like me, some, and then alright, I had it out now. Like it might be too late. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You need to go ahead and get all that's inside of you.
Wow.
So when you leave here, you are empty, man. You don't have anything left, nothing left to give. Like when you give, when you go, you gone, and like there's nothing left for you to give at that point. So give it all out. Give it all out. You know what I'm saying? Like, make sure that you make a point of just giving it y'all, giving it all out. Yes. That's something that I just believe. Yes. I believe in, man.
I love it.
I feel like we sin when we don't.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like that.
Definitely. Yeah. That's dope. What Cosmic saying, Big Sean?
That's so unexpected and so deep.
Wow.
She said that. That's so unexpected. That's so deep. And I think she's talking about...
Yeah, about the great-grandmother. Great-great-grandmother.
Yeah, your great-grandmother. Yeah.
That is. Yeah. That really is.
So what books are you reading now? What in your library, what books are you reading now?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm bad because I read, like, 3 to 4 books at a time.
Wow.
So right now I'm reading a book, and I'm bad with titles. It's in regards to this officer that was actually like brainwashed in a sense. He comes back to his town in Africa and no one knows him, you know, and the things that he's been through. So that's one of the books that I'm reading. And I'm also working with 2 clients that I'm helping them publish their books. So I count that as my reading list too. too. So right now I'm reading something called A Family Affair through one of my clients. Her name is Shayla Williams. And then I'm reading a couple pieces from my other client. His name is Lucky. And it is in regards to a project that he has coming up called 49 States of Lust. So, so you know, different things like that.
Cool. Okay. Wow. Interesting.
And Dara said, feel the dash between the date of arrival and the date of departure. Exactly. Mm. Exactly what we're talking about.
Feel the dash, yeah. That dash.
I love that. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. That's really good.
Definitely important. So you said clients. So are you assisting other people in that writing process, or what are you doing in terms of that? Like, what clients?
Yes, so I'm starting up a publishing consultant business sector within Modern Medusa Poetry, and basically what it is, free of charge, you know, free of resources, I meet with certain individuals to help them further along their process with publishing their books, whether it be self-publishing or whether it be through a publishing company. So I've been, you know, getting that up in the works and just trying to reach out and, you know, help the community and learn as well, because I don't know everything. So in the process of helping someone, you know, I may be able to learn more than I know, and vice versa with them.
Wow, that's dope. Awesome. That's dope.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think it's definitely awesome that you're willing to do that free.
Free of charge. Yeah, free of charge.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's like giving back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, giving back to your community, like you said. Yeah. For your community.
And we need it, you know, like if I had someone at the time that I first came out, you know, to kind of help me with some things or, you know, show me those resources, it would have been a smoother sell. I made it either way it goes, but when you're there for someone, when you have resources, information, it's not fair to hold back. I feel like that's sinning, you know?
Wow.
That's not giving. That's not being open-hearted or open arms,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, definitely. Wow.
Yeah, definitely. It's always important to give back. I was telling, I think it was my wife the other day, like, I always came up with the adage that you always have one person who's ahead of you, who you're reaching out to, and you always have somebody behind you who you're reaching back to.
Wow.
Who kind of are just, you know,
so in the middle.
Everybody gets there along the way.
Yeah.
Instead of pulling people down or pulling them back, you know, help us. Let's all help each other. So if somebody's helping you, you're helping somebody else to grow, get to the end goal, the end game, which is to leave empty.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And Dara said, don't steal my stuff, but that dash deal, that's already stolen.
I've heard it before. I've definitely heard it before.
Yeah. And Cosmic Curry, she said, yeah, that's so true. And again, I think she's talking about, you know, you giving back to the community. So
yeah.
I'll throw it back your way, like, right?
All right. Let's see. What words would you leave those that have been behind you, such as inspiration, aspirations? What words? What would you say to your fellow people? What would you say? What would you leave here?
I would tell them to never give up. I would tell them, again, to keep pushing. And, in the wise words of my brother, which I didn't want to hear at a time, he told me that people won't respect you until you boss up. Wow. And that's the truth. And it's not in a financial sense, not at all. It's in a sense completely, you know, people won't really respect you until you take yourself seriously and until you start to respect yourself. So I would advise them, you know, if you're serious about your craft or what you want to do in the future, take it seriously, because you're going to be your own worst critic. What other people say is not going to matter. What you think and what you say is going to matter. So boss up, you know.
Wow. I like that. Boss up.
And get this work.
And get this work. That's what, I don't know why I like that, but you're going to get this work. Like, I love that so much. Get this work. Like,
yes.
I like that. Somebody need to trademark that.
Right.
I like that. Do that. Get this work. You're going to get this work. Either way. But yeah, so That was that's all I got on my end. Anything else on your end, Big Sean? I feel like we touched on pretty.
Yeah, we touched on a lot, and I mean, we do know you got a book coming out, another book coming out.
Yeah. Okay, let me get together. The one that's coming out, I believe the name is Tongue Twister. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tongue Twister. Okay. So give us a little insight on what's that going to be about.
So Tongue Twister is a book that I created. It is a poetry collection, and the full title of the book is Tongue Twister, Sensual Sonnets for the Soul. And it's a book full of sonnet poetry, and Shakespeare is one of, again, a famous writer of sonnet poetry. He has at least 150 something sonnets that he left behind with us that we know of. Mm-hmm. So that was my first step into a pool or a genre of poetry. So I started with sonnets. For those who aren't familiar with sonnets, it is a form of poetry that is broken down into four different stanzas, and the rhythm of the poem is A, B, A, B, C, D, C, D, E, F, E, F, G, G. So you go accordingly to those lines. So in one poem, technically you have two poems because you can split the lines, mm-hmm. and read the poem separately. So it's kind of dope. But these particular poems, in a sense, have to do with sensuality, with love, with romance. And it's new to me because I generally don't write about love and romance and stuff like that. So I'm stepping out on a different limb. All of the pieces are all new. So it's a good project that I started.
And how long was this project? Like, how long has it been that formulated?
So I thought of the title about a year ago.
Okay.
And I'm like, I want to start something that says Tongue Twister. And it came in a dream. It did. And I woke up and I wrote it down. I'm like, Tongue Twister. I'm going to do something with that. And then the sonnet part came later. But as far as creating, I've been creating the book for about 3 months now.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything on your end, Big Sean?
Is that going to come out this year?
Oh, yeah. Coming out.
It's actually coming out this spring, so we're looking at April, end of April.
There we go. That's exclusive right now, because all she posts was that it's in the spring, but now we get an end of April. Exclusive on the realness. Only on the realness. It's not that we know that, we just what?
Keeping it real.
That's right. So we do know, well, I guess you guys don't know, but, she is gonna perform a couple of pieces for us, and then after you're finished, you can let them know where they can follow you and where they can find you and everything in your books and stuff.
Absolutely.
So, go ahead and let her shine.
So the first piece that I'm going to be doing is entitled Mrs. Perfect, and yeah, it's in my first book, Underneath It All. She wanted to be perfect. Yeah, she was constantly working on herself and not optimistically speaking. See, she was always critiquing the little things, and crazy enough, it wasn't physical, it was more of a mental thing too. See, she was her own bully. And others couldn't understand fully because from an outsider looking in, you'd feel warmth when she'd grin. And when her body moved around the room, you'd only want to consume her energy. And in her, he saw perfection. Giving gifts of compliments, yet feeling like a closed book on a shelf, he knew she'd never love him for she didn't love herself. And first you must. But she just wanted to be perfect. And truth is, she was perfectly fine. Her brown eyes held depth, but you wouldn't want to take steps in her red Louise, the same one she clicked and wished to go back. But those moments on her lifeline track, she erased. Spaciously placing herself in blankets of contemplation, but what was she thinking? She was beautiful. The same as when she was born. things just changed when she learned the meaning of insecure, and it was her, but she only wanted to be perfect, like the metaphors and similes she'd write to ease the pain. Ink fluorescently falling on sheets like the tears placed adjacent against her cheek. It's been told slow feet don't eat, so she's racing towards the finish line of peace. Reflecting pain in each piece of writing, she just wanted to be perfect, almost like the line she would write.
Wow. What they saying? Uh-oh. What I see something. What's going on in the comments? That was beautiful.
Thank you.
What they saying? Big Sean, what they saying over there? Oh, what? Cosmic Curry, what, and someone else said something.
Nice and hand claps, for sure.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's up. If you wanted to, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
One more?
Please.
I'm going to leave you guys with a deeper poem, and it's kind of reflecting back on my Medusa story. So, yeah.
Okay.
This is one of my deeper ones called Coffee Stained Wooden Tables. And again, it is in Underneath It All. So definitely check that out. I'm staring at coffee stained wooden tables and an ashtray filled with residue. Clear evidence that I've been thinking of you, thinking of how you hurt me and left me unwhole, thinking of how you filled my holes with no approval, just dismissal that day, and black tights and J's will never fit the same, and rapist wasn't your biological name, but that's what you did and that's who you were, captivating brown and tan girls with that same masculine core that you used to your advantage, the reason parents second-guessed sending their little girls away. And you took a part of me away that day. It felt strange telling those pigs my story. Ward recorded confessions, but it was either lock him up or live a life with depression. So I sit here staring at coffee-stained wooden tables, elaborating on how to get this off my chest. And mama, don't you fret. And mama, don't you cry. If I wasn't pro-black lives, I would have packed a nine and killed them. Hypocritical guilt because I placed a black man in the system, but if I was your sister and not the victim, would the story be different?
Man, fool. For the realness, this is the realness.
The realness.
This is the realness is going to get the realness.
Real talk.
Yeah, that's real, man. That was dope.
Thank you
for sharing. We're getting hearts. Look at the hearts just going.
Oh, I love y'all so
they
much.
They going. Thank y'all for the hearts that you're giving us.
She loved it. She loved it. Country Cool said if they had a snap emoji, I'd be tapping it right.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
Yeah, you're getting mad love, man. I certainly appreciate it. I want to go back to the beginning and just say, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Your energy and your effort.
When we saw you, I've known you for a while, uh-huh, since college. But when we saw you at Create and Chill, we knew we had to get you.
Aww.
We had to get you on our podcast, like on our show.
Y'all, my
we knew. And we yeah. So it's a pleasure. Season 2 of The Realness. And we got Modern Medusa, man, to bless us.
And I'm so honored. Thank y'all so much.
Man. Really. Yeah, we are blessed.
We are blessed, a real, definitely.
A real blessing. Definitely, man. We pray prosperity for you.
Yes.
You know, as you enter this new season, as you got some new books coming out, you know, and hopefully just getting you some exposure.
Yes.
As we want to see you do well, definitely. And like I said before, like you did this one. I think the poem that really got me, I think it was like almost like a heritage poem. It was like an empowerment poem.
Yeah.
Like
you did that, yeah. And chill.
Black Lives Matter.
It was called Black Lives Matter.
That was something for me. Like, that was like, at that moment, you know, I think I needed to hear that. And so, man, it was powerful.
Thank you.
Powerful. Mm-hmm. So, we're on Apple Podcasts. Are you asking about her country group? Do you have a podcast or anything like that that you...
I don't. I'm definitely looking into those options, you know, later on. But I don't as of the moment, no.
Okay. All right. YouTube page? Anything like that?
No, I don't. However, I know, right? I'm really low-key. However, I do have... you know, all of my social outlets, and I have my website, so, you know, you can definitely get updated with shows. I'm performing monthly, so, yeah, you can always catch me somewhere.
So definitely tell them on your website again and where they can find you.
So my website is www.modernmedusapoetry.com. That's M-O-D-E-R-N MEDUSAPOETRY.com, and you will find everything in regards to social media outlets, my books, shows. If you are on Facebook, Janae Modern Medusa Hardy. If you are on Instagram, Modern Medusa Poetry.
Awesome. And
where
can they find you, Big Sean? No, what about, I'm trying to ask you too. Wait, okay, y'all can find me, Light Bright.
That's right.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, which what we're on live here right now. But as for everywhere else, if you don't know where I am, it's at underscore Light, L-I-G-H-T, X, the letter X, and Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, _, that's where you can find me on Instagram. And I'm also on YouTube as well. I do a little poetry as well, and I have some vlogs and stuff, you know, a little something on there. It's Light Bright, just look up Light Bright. Just look up Light Bright, and that's the regular Light, L-I-G-H-T, and Bright. And one of my popular ones is Here I Go. So put in Light Bright, Here I Go, and you'll find me.
Yes.
And where can they find you, Big Sean?
That's right. Big Sean, you can reach me at Freaky Ricardo McCoy on Instagram. You can reach me at, of course, Real Talk Radio Network, which you own right now. Mm-hmm. SR Ministries, all on Instagram. All of those different things going on that aspect. Also on Facebook, I have a public page now. So you can reach me there, Sean McCoy, on Facebook as well. That's my public page. Now if you try to hit the private, decline.
Oh, so you got you a light page? Is that what you're saying? You got a light page.
I got me a page, yeah. Is that
a light page? Oh, yeah. Hold on. That's the realness exclusive right now.
Like a public figure page.
That's what's up.
Here's the thing, I'm getting hits on Facebook on my like regular page, and I'm like, should I add them? Should I not add them?
Right.
No, I'm not gonna do that. So go to the public page. Everybody go to the public page. If I don't know you in person, then that's where you need to hit me at, on the public page.
Definitely, yes.
A couple things before we go, a couple people say something. Indira said, may the Lord continue to use you to bless and uplift. She said, how's your way? She says, you can find me at work right now, loving every minute of it.
Wow, thank you so much.
I'm going to have to get over on it.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, man, we are, again, glad to have you on, and glad for everybody that joined us to get to hear you and hear what it is that you had to say. The energy you putting out into the world, man, it needs to be heard.
Definitely.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha, somebody.
to the realness.
Thank you.
It is a wrap. I can't wait to see what more you got in store for us.
Yes. Absolutely.
We will be checking you out. We follow you, so we will be on the lookout. And I'm going to keep in contact. Huh?
This was the first time. Make sure you come back now.
I'm going to be back, y'all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't forget about us. Don't forget about us.
Never.
This is dope, though.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my people, now it's time to say goodbye to all my Negro friends.
Oh, my
bye.
And what? We'll holla.
We'll holla.
Peace.
Hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey.